Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bruce McClelland. How are you, Bruce?
Robert, great to see you. Doing very well. Thank you.
And Bruce is the CEO of Ribbon Communications. It's a name not everyone has heard of, but they are doing tremendous work in cloud, in telecom, and actually, they are the backbone of Zoom, which we're even talking about right now in terms of getting all the digital to you. So talk about in a crowded space, what is it unique that Ribbon Communications does?
Ribbon's a company that provides communications technology, software and hardware, to many of the large carriers around the world, the service providers that really provide the backbone behind the internet, as well as to a whole variety of enterprise customers. And so Zoom, as you mentioned, is one of our clients, and we provide some of the software that basically bridges the online world, which we're on here today, with the traditional phone network. And so we have a whole variety of products that really enable this new collaborative environment we're all living in. And, it's just been an interesting journey the last 18 months with the whole transition to working from home and the adoption of all new ways to communicate and connect both from a personal and a business perspective. And that's really the heart of what Ribbon Communications does.
And the CEO Forum Group had awarded you Innovation Award as being a transformative CEO in the area of cloud. Discuss what you're doing specifically in cloud and how that works.
Cloud is it's one of those great terms that means everything and nothing at the same time. You know, it's really referring to this incredible ability now to quickly bring new services to market without having to build your own infrastructure. But at the end of the day, the underpinnings really are still very physical. And so we're helping customers, helping our clients take their workloads, move them into a more virtual environment, and really, increasing both the kind of the time to market to bring these new services, and then really increase the scalability so they can go national and global very quickly. So we provide some of the security software that enables that to happen with large enterprises, with service providers like Verizon and AT&T and all the big names you know of. And then a lot of the actual physical infrastructure to be able to connect all of this great networks together so that cloud becomes something real and really be able to scale the capacity quickly. You know, so we're providing fiber optic capacity, fiber infrastructure, IP networking equipment, and then the software that really enables all that to happen.
And you became CEO at an interesting time in 2020. And, when obviously Zoom was a client, you've seen dramatic growth with all of your business at Ribbon Communications. When we look at your business, give an example of one customer that you worked with and the challenges they were facing and what you did specifically to help them overcome that.
We had two big transformational things happening last year. Obviously, as everyone transitioned to a work-from-home environment and what that meant with our clients and really needing to scale up capacity quickly. The second thing that was going on with us is we just completed a merger that basically doubled the size of the company. And so when I joined in March last year, all of that was just starting to happen. So it's been an interesting year and a half. You talk about transformation. We've gone through a lot of transformation. A great example, one of the clients we work with, and with .com, which is a big interconnect provider here in the U.S., as COVID started to really accelerate and everyone moved from working in the office to working from home, they had a massive increase in capacity requirements around traditional phone calls, around data transport, I mean, everything that, that was helping keeping all of our businesses running. And their network architecture was a very, data center, very hardware intensive operation, but they needed to add capacity very quickly, and it was challenging to add as much equipment as quickly as they needed to. And so they started to leverage public cloud, basically being able to move some of their capacity into an Amazon data center and create basically a hybrid cloud environment. And so we worked very closely with them to be able to implement new versions of our products that ran in a cloud environment to augment the capacity in their private data centers. One example of many, through that period of time where we really had to move quickly to help our customers transition and make sure that all critical infrastructure continued to run, healthcare facilities, hospitals, education, all of these applications that now really, really rely on the infrastructure, the broadband infrastructure. We've been, right at the ground floor helping make that happen.
What advice would you give to CEOs about managing their technology? They may not be the first person, but it all comes back to them. And every day I speak with CEOs, technology is really, it's become like the number one issue.
I don't think there's a company out there that's not a technology company anymore. your reliance on technology, on the internet, on social media to satisfy your customers is prevalent in almost every business that's out there. So you've got to really roll your sleeves up and understand it. I mean, you don't have to be an expert in it, but you really do need to understand, where your dependencies are, where you're investing, making sure you're staying ahead of the curve. And then, of course, what comes with that is concerns around cybersecurity and really, having a great program to be very proactive in how you manage security for your infrastructure.
So let's talk about cybersecurity, because it's the one topic CEOs don't want to talk about really publicly, but there's not a company at any point that is not being attacked at that very moment. What advice do you have to CEOs about topics like cybersecurity? How much should they get forefront speaking about it? And what could they really do to protect themselves?
You're absolutely right. I mean, every day, every company is being attacked. That's just a fact. Security is one of those areas you can never invest enough in, and yet there's a practical limit of what's affordable. The approach around cyber has got to be a layered strategy. It's not just the infrastructure, it's not just firewalls and kind of best practices around network design, but it's also people and education. And in fact, I think your biggest cybersecurity risk is actually your people. And so having great training programs, people understanding what phishing attacks look like and making sure they're taking care of your data is just extremely important. And just having a really strong program around cyber is critical.
When you talk about people, you've had great success in hiring talent, especially during this massive growth period of the pandemic. What have you learned about hiring talent that's really worked for you as best practices at Ribbon Communications?
Really interesting what we've seen over the last 18 months. During the middle of COVID, we saw a big reduction in the amount of attrition that we've had within the company. People were reluctant to go look for new opportunities and change careers. What we've seen in the last 9 months is kind of a reversal of that. And so we've seen, a lot of people looking for new opportunities. And at the same time, we've been hiring and recruiting pretty aggressively. I think we've added over 500 people this year to the team. And, so finding good talent is hard. On the other hand, it's a lot more than just, what are you paying people and what's the compensation? What many employees are looking for is what's the environment, what's the culture, what's the mission of the company? And I think being able to articulate that in a clear way and connect with prospective employees is really the critical part of recruiting. People really want to understand, what you're trying to accomplish.
Let's talk about what organizations, large and small, can do about environment.
For us, Robert, when we think about environment, the history of our technology has been very hardware intensive, very compute intensive. And so what we've done over the last 5 years is really transform the portfolio to be much more software centric. Many of our large customers, Verizon's our largest customer here in the U.S., and we provide a lot of the voice infrastructure behind their network. And, you can just imagine, the buildup of technology and products over a 25 or 30 year history that takes up rooms and rooms of data centers. And so what we've been able to do with the technology is reduce the dependency on very specialized hardware and be able to use more common compute equipment. And what that does for our customers is reduce the amount of real estate, the amount of power, the amount of cooling that they have to supply in order to continue to run their network. Many cities now have really, put a lot of focus around this. New York City is a great example. You know, they introduced a new, what they call Local Law 97, that really puts a lot of pressure on businesses in New York City to reduce the amount of power consumption, the amount of cooling, et cetera, that they consume. And so we've worked very closely with many of our customers, like Verizon, to help them reduce that power consumption, meet the requirements of the law, and really, you know, get out in front of environmental concerns and really be leaders around this. And we're really proud of the work we've done in those areas.
If someone wants to get in touch with Ribbon Communications, what's the website?
www.ribboncommunications.com. And, we've got a great overview of the company there. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Facebook, just about anywhere. It's pretty easy to find. And we've got a great story. The company's got a great history. We've got a great foundation, but we've got an even greater future ahead of us. So we're really excited about where we're headed.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bruce McClellan, and Bruce is the CEO of Ribbon Communications. You are known for innovation. As a matter of fact, you won the CEO Forum Group's Innovation Award as a transformative CEO in the area of cloud. But talk about what Ribbon has done over this past year, specifically in the area of innovation.
We've got one great example, Robert, just in the last three or four months that we've introduced around our fiber optic optical transmission portfolio. And we've actually had a number of customer wins oriented around it. It's basically introducing a new interoperable standard to support 400 gigabit per second over a single wavelength on a fiber. Now, 400 gigabits been available for a while on the fiber infrastructure, but it's not interoperable. It's a very closed proprietary ecosystem today, and so you get locked into a single vendor. You know, what we've been working on and have introduced now is an interoperable version of that standard, you know, that allows our customers to innovate, to bring new vendors into the ecosystem, and you know, have a more open architecture. And we introduced that back in the second quarter. We're now shipping that product in production. It's just one of the examples of kind of the new innovation that Ribbon's bringing to market. But bringing it to market in a way that our customers feel like they're not locked into a single path going forward, it really gives them the flexibility in the future to do new things. And it also allows us to bring new products to market more quickly. Not being locked into a single implementation, we're able to partner with other technology leaders in the industry.
About a week ago, I was interviewing Mary Barra, of CEO of General Motors, and she said, Robert, our goal is to be the most inclusive company in the entire world. But she said, we want other companies to join us. I know this is something really important to you at Ribbon Communications. Talk about it.
Diversity is such a big personal topic for me, especially in the telecommunications space. You know, the industry for such a long time has been a very male-centric, male-dominated environment. And it's been really difficult to attract women and a more diverse workforce. And so it's an area that we put a lot of emphasis on. And, you know, you don't get there by accident. You don't move the needle by accident. You've really got to set tangible, real goals and track yourselves and challenge yourselves to make a difference. And so that's what we've done here. You know, this year we've really made some strides. You know, we started the year by trying to achieve a hiring rate of at least 25% women as we attract new talent to the company. I think we're now, which we thought was going to be really, really hard, I think we're now at 30% for the year, which is fantastic. And again, it's not done by accident. It's changing behaviors. It's changing processes. You know, it's recruiting where people are. You know, there's lots of women now coming into the STEM fields. I've got two daughters that that are both in engineering fields. And colleges are doing a great job of providing environments to connect with young you know, college graduates coming into the industry. But you've got to be there. You've got to be visible. And you can really make an impact if you put the focus on it.
So, Bruce, when you look at the large organizations that you're working with, AT&T's, Verizon, a lot of them are driving the world forward with technology. But there are the majority of the economy is actually the mid-sized businesses, and there are a lot of mom-and-pop shops. How do they stay on top of technology?
That's a great topic and a challenging topic because the world is moving so quickly. You know, I think it is incumbent on companies like Ribbon to make technology easier and easier. You know, and really simplifying the complexity. Part of that solution, I think, when we talked a little earlier, is around leveraging the cloud, the less complexity that needs to go into a small business, I think the more rapid the adoption rate is going to be. And so as an example, late last year we introduced an as-a-service offering for some of our technology so that small business doesn't have to engineer and configure an appliance that goes inside their, you know, inside their communication closet. They can just connect through a broadband connection to the internet to enable a Zoom application, a Microsoft Teams application, connectivity to the existing phone systems. You know, I think those are the ways that I think we can help really bridge that divide and just make technology easier to use.
Bruce, as you look at ESG, which is obviously forefront, what is your take on how interested companies are and how strong the business case is?
There's got to be at least three stakeholders I think of immediately, and the interest level has significantly increased over the last 5 to 7 years. Of course, one is the investment community, and, you know, you see that being expressed very loudly, that investors are looking at what your strategy is around ESG, how you're performing, what your goals are, what your measurements are. And in fact, we're about to publish our annual ESG report very shortly. And so, you know, what you'll see is kind of the next phase for our company on the goals that we've established around our ESG practices. The second set of stakeholders are employees. Employees really care about what their company is doing around ESG. You know, what are you doing at the local level? What are you doing more broadly at the global level? How can they participate? You know, all of those areas. You know, this Friday is our Ribbon Day, which we announced on social media here recently, and it's an opportunity for our employees to give back in the local communities in a whole variety of different ways. So the employees really care. And the third, to your question around customers, they really care. In fact, many of our contracts now have requirements around information that we share, how we help support them accomplishing their ESG goals. And so it's a meaningful thing from a business and commercial thing as well. All of this is additive to the type of company we're trying to accomplish and be, and how we compete and how we win in the market. So it really does matter.
So why have you decided on such an important topic to go heavily into social media? Talk about what your thoughts are on the use of social media when you're trying to hit up a major initiative like you're doing in stopping robocall calls.
The consumer awareness on this particular topic is a big deal. And so, you know, getting the Ribbon name kind of associated with making improvements in that area is important and helps us with brand awareness to some extent. But I think, you know, it's also an area that our customers have focused on, and you see them pretty active in their social media attempts as well. So we're kind of partnering with them and really trying to get the word out that this is a topic that something can be done about, and we're really ambitious about the goals that we have with it.
And what's your take? LinkedIn best? How do you view the whole social media?
I think for our business, LinkedIn is a great platform for connecting with prospective clients, with prospective employees. You know, I think it's a platform that gets used an awful lot from a business perspective. So it's an area we put a lot of effort. There are other outlets that are focused more around our industry that we're pretty active in as well. And it's a combination. You're always looking for how you can improve it and refine it and get the word out. And there's a whole bunch of different benefits from brand awareness, investor awareness, employees, customers. You know, it's an important part of our marketing investment.
Well, Bruce, I want to thank you on that inspirational note. Great having you a guest on the CEO show.
Thanks so much, Robert. Really, really appreciate it. You do a great job.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. How are you, Gavin?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, a pleasure to have you back. And let's start talking about Kaon Interactive. You really pioneered the entire area of 3D customer interaction. Talk about what that is.
What we really discovered was that there's a tremendous amount of complexity in most B2B companies' products and solutions. And this has started to become more prevalent now as complexity in the buying ecosystems has really increased. So what we realized was that there was really an important element of conveying differentiation that became much more difficult the more complexity was layered in. So what we've done is we've created an interactive platform that allows very complex solution stories to be conveyed in a very simple way. And this interactive 3D experience is something that creates sort of three levels of connection with people. One is an intellectual knowledge transfer. You learn something interesting and important and relevant. The second is it's multi-sensory. You're not only sitting and watching and listening, but you're actually interacting and you're touching and feeling and participating. And then the last one is there's an emotional connection when you're involved in these 3D experiences. And what happens when those three connections happen is you form very strong synaptic connections in your brain, which means you remember important things. So it's very effective for companies that have complex solutions. And what we've been able to see is this, as you said, sort of pioneering technology infrastructure has really had a behavioral impact that's been transformative for a lot of large organizations.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're taking the complex sales process, like say like with an IBM, for example, but you're simplifying it and you're turning it into all of the senses so people get to viscerally understand what's happening.
That's really important. And that point you just made is something that B2C marketers have known for a long time, which is that connection on a visceral level is a really important part of the way that people connect emotionally, and that influences their buying decisions. A lot of people forget that when B2B companies make buying decisions, the people that are involved in those decisions also have to form emotional connections. So creating that visceral connection is a very important part of helping all of the constituents in that buying cycle really understand and believe that the decision that they're making is the right one.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're putting the whole concept of marketing upside down. Now, you're saying that B2C companies, they understood this for years, but B2B companies are not doing this. So in a sense, the entire concept of how people go to market and interact and sell is completely different. Walk through an example of how this works.
In a typical B2B environment, you would have, from a marketing perspective, messaging going out from the company. Here's our product, here's our solution, and here's some of the key features. And those messages create an awareness in the industry, and that might be done through ads, or it might be done through sponsorships or conferences, seminars, those kinds of things. And then the salespeople bring in that same sort of messaging, but in a very declarative way. They're involved in a sales meeting, and they're making a PowerPoint presentation, or they're showing a video. And what's happening is they're telling the story. They're telling their prospects. And the way this has really changed is now, instead of telling your message, what B2B companies have learned is it's much more important for the prospect to reveal to themselves, to discover what's important to them on their own. So rather than telling them what they need to know, we've created experiences so that the customer can go on the website, can learn about what's important to them, and then sort of like peeling the layers of an onion, can reveal those things that are important to them and dive into whatever level of detail is important. Even in a sales meeting, rather than telling and presenting, what now happens is it's transformed where the salesperson gives control to the prospects or the customers, and they're the ones interacting and then asking pertinent questions when they come up. So when you say it's turned on its head, really what's transformative here is that the customer has become the power broker in this equation. They are the ones who are now in control, as opposed to the marketer and the salespeople telling the story. And you know, as a consumer, that you're much more likely to pursue something where you're in control, where you're the one making the decisions, where you're deciding whether to go to a different page on the website or to explore something in a live in-person environment, than you are to listen to a company telling you a message. And so this same dynamic is what's really been transformed in the B2B world. These experiences have a consistent message in them, but the way that that message is conveyed is completely opposite from the way that it used to be. And this is across all customer touch points, whether they're online, at a conference, at an online conference, in a webinar, in a sales meeting. In every environment, when the customer is the one doing the discovering, what we've learned from research and science is that the customer actually connects much better. They resonate with the messages that are important to them, and they're the ones who are actually diving into those areas of detail that matter to them, as opposed to listening to the same presentation, no matter who the audience is. So it's much more effective.
In addition to turning marketing upside down, it's turning the customer experience upside down. And I guess it's doing what's been taken and what's been known in B2C world. You've somehow figured out, you've cracked the code, how to make this interactive and switch the customer experience in a B2B sense. That's the magic.
You know, it's a really important message for us all in marketing and sales and executive leaders to understand is that the marketing research that had been done in the B2C world for years, talking about the three moments of truth, before you buy a product, as you become aware of it, the buying process itself, and then the actual using of the product, those three moments of truth also apply in the B2B world. So if you think about that, it's all about customer experience. As you're learning about different solutions and products and companies, that experience matters. When you're actually going through the buying process, how you actually acquire the product, how you buy it, and how easy it is, how many options you had, how well it fit with your procurement process, that matters too. And then, of course, how the solution works and how it fits into your problem solving, that matters as well. And if you think about all of that as a customer experience, this is what CEOs really need to pay attention to now, is that entire customer experience. Not just does the product work, but how does the customer become aware of who we are? And how do they interact with our company at every touch point? So that it's not just about the product itself or the solution, it's about every way that they interact with our company and every touch that they have, whether it's with a person or with a digital system of some kind.
So I understand how you do this, like with an Abbott, an IBM, and a Thermo Fisher. How about someone like Amazon is one of your clients, and I'm viewing that as more of a B2C. So where does Kaon play in that world?
Well, the engine that powers the Amazon website is the backbone of what's known as Amazon Web Services. And so Amazon Web Services has actually become the premier cloud system in the world and has really been the pathfinder for how cloud systems are deployed globally across different industries and even with different providers. So what Amazon's Web Services do is they power their own system, but they also power an enormous number of businesses across the globe, from very small companies to very, very large companies. And what Amazon Web Services found was that as a pioneer, they were actually helping to educate the market about what the opportunity was. But now that they've got some very strong competitors, their important marketing imperative is to differentiate. And so differentiating these very complex technical stories is not as simple as one might think, because each key feature only matters to different constituents in the buying cycle, depending on who those buyers are. So they have to tell a very complex technical backbone infrastructure story in a way that matters to different people in the buying process, and whether they're small companies or large companies. So what we've been able to do with Amazon is really help them tell that very complex story in a simple way. It doesn't make the solution less complex. It just makes the way that they tell that complex story simplified and more understandable and digestible.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. This is the organization that has really pioneered the entire concept of interactive 3D digital experience. We're going to take a commercial break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk about changes in technology and innovation, and we're going to talk about personal challenges and how Gavin's world has changed as CEO since being a CEO for 16 years. Back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, the president and CEO of K-On Interactive. And Gavin, you've told me in the past that there's a lot going on in experimenting and succeeding, and there are nuances there.
You know, what's really interesting about technology innovation is that CIOs and CTOs have built infrastructures in their own organizations to experiment and do pilot projects and figure out how different technologies can solve business line problems or backbone network communications problems. And so for a long time, the technical organizations have built this engine of innovation. Sometimes they're pioneering it themselves within their enterprises, and sometimes they're finding these innovations through third parties. But what's happened in the last few years, and particularly over the last year in 2020, is that organizations outside of the information technology group have had to innovate as well. And what's been fascinating to see is that those organizations did not have that culture of experimentation and innovation and understanding of how to determine which innovations are applied to their business. But it was absolutely imperative as the digital first model became really the only way that they could communicate with clients and operate remotely. They needed to determine which innovations mattered to them. So there's two dimensions to this. One is there's technical innovations that are happening in real time, and there's the model of how you absorb and then deploy those innovations in your enterprise. So IT organizations were well set up to do this, but marketing departments, sales departments found it very challenging to figure out how to understand what innovations mattered to them. And then more importantly, how to take those innovations that did work and create an enterprise deployment across their entire organization. Actually, Bain did a study on this subject, and they found that very large organizations are really good at experimentation. They're really bad at deploying the ones that work across their entire organizations. We found this to be true over the last year particularly. So there's all kinds of innovations going on in terms of digital technology, customer communication, augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, and all of these are being looked at as sort of pockets of problem-solving capabilities for individual problems by a wide variety of organizations in large enterprises. What really needs to happen, I think, is to say, instead of point solutions, what can we do from an institutional perspective? What can we do from an organization-wide perspective to really advance these so that we see the true benefit of these innovations? And I think the major innovations that have had huge effects over the last year and even before that are the ones that have been able to create a sustained model of innovation throughout their organization so that it's a continuous learning process. One of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is you're never really done with a digital solution. Once you've created it, you're always updating it and you're always modifying it, and it's dynamic based on what's happening in the world. And that's truly the benefit of a digital infrastructure. When you're creating something physical, you build it and it's there. And you have to leave it there for a while to get the return on investment. With a digital infrastructure, you ought to be designing it to be changing all the time. And I think that's a cultural phenomenon that a lot of organizations really need to adopt, is to think about how to continue to innovate rather than just finding something that they can put in place and assuming that it's going to be that way for the next 5 years.
It's interesting what you're talking about, the implementation side. And there's a dynamic between human and machine. And you've been working in this for years. You added MIT, your doctorate, I believe, in 1994 in artificial intelligence, way ahead of what the average bear was thinking there. And so how does it look moving forward?
That's actually the critical differentiator between companies that leapfrog their competitors and others, is their ability to understand the human behavioral aspect of innovation and to blend those with the technologies that are involved. We find that the biggest inhibitors, the largest barriers to sustained innovation, are the people and their resistance to change.
What are the qualities that you believe are lacking in leaders now that leaders need to move forward successfully?
I think that we have to recognize that we are all part of a community. The more leaders focus on a narrow set of constituents in that community, the less likely they are to create the effect that they could in the broader community. And by that I mean that there's always a set of financial metrics that are important. There's always a set of corporate objectives and strategic initiatives that are important. But I find that a lack of understanding of the human effects of decisions that get made and strategies that get implemented often leads to short-term wins, longer-term negative effects, either for the company itself or for the community that in which they exist. And I see this sometimes when leaders are driven by particularly the financial metrics that are narrowly oriented towards corporate valuation. The shorter term those financial metrics reflect personal incentives, the worse the decisions are. And I do see more and more executives spending time thinking about the human impact of the decisions that they're making. But I think we're starting to see, for example, there was a tremendous effort to offshore an enormous amount of corporate functions, staff functions, to lower costs. But part of the effect that most people didn't anticipate was the negative effect on customer experience that many times was the result of that. And also, many times we found that entire communities were negatively affected when they didn't have to be. I think there's always a solution that involves bringing all of the parties together. And I believe that thinking about it from the perspective of not necessarily an optimal solution just for the company and the executives, but also for the employees and the constituents around them. So thinking about the financial metrics as a byproduct of delivering value, I think, is long-term thinking that a lot of leaders need to have. And value, by the way, is not just to the shareholders or the employees, it's to all of the constituents. What value can we bring to everybody that's involved?
On that ubiquitous societal message, I want to thank you. It's a pleasure having you on the CEO show. If anyone wants to find out, what is the website?
It's kaon.com, kaon.com.
Great having you on the CEO show, Gavin.
Thank you, Robert. It's wonderful to talk to you again.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.